Two other areas that are very important to measure involve consumer point of view. One has to do with consumer and family burden of care. In a number of outcome evaluations, if you ask individuals whether they received the service that they needed, they might indicate yes, but perhaps a more important question is, how hard was it for you to actually get that service? So if one of the things you're interested in looking at is accessibility, and we know that this is tied to quality care, you would want to ask how much of a burden it was. What was the degree of difficulty with which you received that service? You may find, as you're tracking how well you are doing, that if you only ask the question, "Did you get the service that you needed?" you may not see much change or differential outcomes related to that. But if you ask the second question about, "What's the burden of care? How hard was it?" this, you may find, becomes a very important intervening variable that helps you to predict how well you can achieve quality care. Another is consumer and family satisfaction. Certainly, we need to know whether someone's symptoms got better and whether they actually achieved the goal on their treatment plan. But if this is done at great cost and consumers and their families aren't satisfied with the services, you're less likely to get someone to come back. You're less likely to get good collaboration on that treatment plan. So, tracking consumer and family satisfaction is a very important variable as you begin to design your outcome measures. The Wald and others 2014 article assigned this week provides a good model for such an assessment. Social validity is another measure that addresses the consumer's and family's acceptance of the intervention. Social validity measures, such as the Intervention Rating Profile 15, Martins and Witt, 1982, assess the significance of the goal, satisfaction with the outcome, and the acceptability of the procedures used to change behavior.